Yo, what's smacking, NBA hoop fans, basketball fans? Special shout outs to the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alum. Skip the intro, let's get right into some info. It's time to talk about last week's poll results. Time to get it in real quick. Welcome to the barbershop. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat behind you. Join the conversation at JustDaleScott. Make sure that you guys are following the hashtag HOF alumni. And shout out to the boys on the Hardwood Amino app. Remember that the handle on Hardwood Amino is HOF Press Badge. And let's talk about it. The polls from last week had Tim Duncan versus Larry Bird as a poll option on there. Tim Duncan versus Larry Bird. Who's the better basketball player? Who's had the better career? And just overall, who's the better player? And 55% of you guys said Larry Bird over Tim Duncan's 44%. I don't think Tim Duncan should have been in the 44%. They have the same amount of rings. They have, well, really they don't, but they have the same amount of playoff pedigree is what I'll call it. They have enough basketball willpower, you know what I'm saying? They've won, they've lost, they've had great teams, they've been the focal point on their team, they've been the flagship, if you know what I'm saying, know what that is. They've been the model of excellence. They've been revered. They've been quiet. They've been, you know what I'm saying? They kind of mirror each other just a tiny, tiny bit or whatever. But I would pick Larry Bird over Tim Duncan. How do you guys feel about that? Also, I put up another poll, which was Ben Simmons over Kemba Walker. Who do you got? Now, I still have a day left on the voting for this poll, but it is what it is. I'm pretty much not going to get any more votes on this poll. If I haven't got them already, you know what I'm saying, today. But people are choosing Kemba Walker over Ben Simmons. 69% over 30%. Now, I totally agree with you guys. I really do, fam. Kemba Walker is definitely better than Ben Simmons on a lot of levels, being that he's smaller on the court and things like that. I put this poll up for that purpose. The fact that Ben Simmons is 6'10", you know what I'm saying, 6'9", 6'10", long arms, takes the ball to the hole with ferocity. But he can't do anything in the offense unless he's using himself as a battering ram in the half-court offense, which I mean by that is he catches the ball and instantly makes a move, instantly sprints toward the rim. And, of course, in transition, you know what I'm saying, that's an unstoppable freight train, you know what I'm saying. Plus, he's very ambidextrous. We don't know what hand this man should be shooting with, but he loves to shoot with that right hand, and it just is what it is to, you know what I'm saying, make a long story short for that. Looking at my beard here, guys. I think I'm getting old or something. Hair is chopped off and stuff. Look like I had a gray popping in there, but it is what it is, man. It's life. So who you got? Another poll, man. I put up Mike Conley versus Kyle Lowry. Who do you got? 54%. This is a very close one. 54% for Mike Conley over Kyle Lowry. 45% for Kyle Lowry over Mike Conley. I don't know. You guys that thought that Mike Conley was not better than Kyle Lowry, I don't know what you guys are sipping on. I don't think you guys watch enough Memphis basketball or did not remember the playoff pushes that those guys had over and over and over, pushing the Warriors and Spurs to the brink sometimes. You feel me? And definitely the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? They had some tough goals with the Clippers as well. And I mean, they were making the playoffs, kind of were seeming like the Atlanta Hawks of the earlier 2000s, well, the later 2000s, where about 2007, 2006, 6, 7, 8, 9, like during those years, like they hit the playoffs every single year at like 7, 6. And in those positions, they just got bounced about in the first round every year. And that's kind of what Memphis was. But Mike Conley over Kyle Lowry is an instant choice for me. I will always put Mike Conley. Mike Conley's been the topic of conversation over here at Hall of Fame Press Badge because I don't know where he's going to go next year. And I don't think Memphis should keep him. I don't think that they should force Ja to learn from him, but I think that they should just figure a way to get those two guys acclimated together, meaning Triple J and Ja. It's a lot of J's over there, you feel me? Mike Conley is easily a better point guard, better pick, better player over my boy, man, Kyle Lowry. He is out there not doing so good in the playoffs. I mean, in these finals, he's showing his playoff Kyle coming out. You know what I'm saying? Playoff Lowry. Shout-outs to Way Off James. Playoff James, Way Off James. Shout-outs to Skip Bayless, man. Shout out to Chris Broussard as well on Colin Cowherd's show. He was talking real good about Boogie Cousins' impact in the playoffs, in these finals. And he was talking about the injury bug and how these playoffs are, these finals are kind of, they're kind of bad to watch because the stars aren't there. KD isn't there. You got Klay going down. Klay says he's going to play for game 3. KD's not coming back for game 3. And maybe Chris Broussard is right. Maybe the Warriors are letting on, saying that the injury is not as bad as it is when it really is terrible. But that's all right. It is what it is. So those were last Sunday. So let's talk about this Sunday, man. We talked about it, so let's get into it. Taco Fall or Bowl Bowl, 3 years from now. Okay. Honestly, I forgot about, you know what I'm saying, Taco Fall. So what do you guys think about them? What do you guys predict? This is pre-draft combine drills and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's 7'4". I believe Taco Fall is 7'4", 7'5", one of those, 7'6", one of those. He's extra tall, okay? And Taco Fall is an inside, outside kind of presence. He can shoot. He will be in the NBA. He will get picked, but not before Bol Bol. I don't know why Bol Bol is a bigger draw just because of his name or what. But his injury, you know what I'm saying, kept him out of the competition this March, kept him out of the tournament. So you guys said 75% to 24%. The question is, who's going to be better, Bol Bol or Taco Fall? Who's going to be the better basketball player? I'm just trying to go 3 years from now. I don't want to go too far into these big men's. I don't want to go too far into their history. I don't want to go too far into their development. Big guys, of course, develop a little bit slower. And the thing is, at this rate that these guys are speeding the game up and shooting from far out and this and that and injuries and stuff like that, I tell you, the big men being around for a long time, I don't think that that is going to be as consistent as people would like to believe, that big men are going to be prevalent, is the word I'll use. But these guys, slim frame, 7 feet tall. Bobo can shoot from the outside a little bit better than Taco Fall right now. He has less, Taco Fall, he's less injuries, you know what I'm saying? Less maintenance, you know what I'm saying? 3 years from now, 75% of you guys think that Bobo will be better than Taco Fall. Right now, I think Taco Fall is better. I don't know why he wouldn't get drafted before Bobo, but I've seen Stranger Things, okay? Let's just leave it at that, and that's Adult Swim. That's some things that I don't want to talk about, so we'll leave that alone. But maybe I'm tripping, okay? Maybe I'm tripping over here. Hall of Fame fam, check your boy, man. Bring the fact checks out. Let me know if I'm tripping, man. I have a question that was stated here, and I like you guys, man. Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame fam, all the alumni, I appreciate you guys. I really do. I got a lot more votes on this one than I thought I would, so you guys kind of knew who he was. Pardon me, guys. You guys know who these players are, so maybe I'm tripping. Who's better, though, between the two, Jarrett Culver and DeAndre Hunter? DeAndre Hunter's name is mentioned at number 5. He's mentioned in the top 8 all the time. He's mentioned in the top 7 or 6 basketball players coming into this year's draft. Over and over and over, I see that. And I'm like, maybe I'm tripping, because to me, the optics show clearly that Jarrett Culver is a better basketball player than DeAndre Hunter. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping. But you guys definitely confirmed everything that I was thinking myself. 60% to 40%. Jarrett Culver over DeAndre Hunter. I honestly don't want to say much more. How do you guys feel about that, fam? Let me know in the comment section, man. Comment, like, review, subscribe to the Hall of Fame Press Badge Podcast, man. Appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And last week's poll results are in. So I have one more poll. This is very important. I will do this next week for the Knicks. So let's deep dive straight into it, man. Skip all of the shenanigans and the waiting. This is a good one right here for you guys. Predict and grade the Pelicans' next moves in the next 8 months. It is the beginning of June, you guys. So we got June, we got July, we got the draft and stuff like that. We got July, we got free agency, we got August, which is more picking up free agents. You got September, it's 3 months, and that is the beginning of summer league conversations and things. You got young basketball players on the Pelicans and stuff like that already, so they'll have some representation. You got September, October, the beginning of the season. That's the 4th month. You got November, December, January, the beginning of the season. All of this time, trades are available. And then 8th month, February, trading deadline. You got your draft in. You've got summer league. You've got pre-draft workouts. You got the draft combine. You've got trades. You've got all of these different things. And that's 8 months in February, the trading deadline. So are the Pelicans going to mess up in these 8 months? Their star player, Anthony Davis, has demanded a trade, right? They fired their last GM in Ujiri. And now they hire David Griffin. They end up getting the 1st overall pick. David Griffin has already had a meeting with Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. And that was after the draft. So they get the 1st pick. Anthony Davis asks for a trade, first of all. Doesn't get the trade. Gets booed. Gets taken out. Then goes and plays again. Then gets injured. And David Griffin is hired. Whole new GM. Your new GM comes to you after the season is over with. And then says, whatever he says to you. I'm not even going to go there. He says whatever he says to you. Now, the Pelicans, they have unlimited opportunities, man. They have Zion, a trade to get RJ, a trade to get whoever else to add to the team. They got money now. They got all of these trading pieces where people may want, you know what I'm saying, to trade some of their picks for some of their more invaluable players, where they're able to really, really turn their franchise around, which is why I'm picking the Knicks next week to do the same exact predicting grade. So predicting grade, the Pelicans' next moves. You got 8 months. How do you think that they're going to do it? They're going to have an A-plus grade after 8 months in February. Are they going to have a B, C, D, or F? Grade these guys' performance of what you think the Pelicans franchise is going to do. 12% of you guys think that they're going to get an A. Shout outs to you guys that think that they're going to get an A, but I don't think so. I don't think that they're going to do things right. Why? Because this is a football organization. 42% of you guys said that they're going to get a B grade. I don't know, fam. I don't know about no B. But being that they got the number one overall pick, it's not too far off that they can go. It's like the hill, the top, the crescent is right here. And it's not really too far to go down that hill from the top. They have options. Multiple opportunities. 30% of you guys say that they're going to get a C grade. 9% of you guys think that they're going to get a D grade. And 6.1% of you guys think they're going to get an F grade. I don't know about an F. They got too much going for them to mess it up and do an F. But they're very capable of holding on to a solid D. They're very capable of holding on to a solid C. And it just is what it is, man. The Pelicans are on a yellow brick road. Have lots of opportunity. Things happen. Is what it is. Talk to me nice. Don't talk to me at all. All right, y'all, we back. Appreciate y'all for sticking around, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Hall of Fame Press Badge Show. I thank you guys. I do. These are like thank yous or whatever, like end credits. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to stick around for it, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to stick around for it. But I appreciate every single person that votes on the Hardwood Amino polls. Take a lot of time and thought into putting some of these up, putting some of those together. I, you know what I'm saying? It's basically a blog that I've started or whatever. So it's kind of fun. It's good to see people's comments and how people feel about anything that I do. You know what I'm saying? So as I said, I appreciate the Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums for all of the congratulations and things that I get. And these congratulations are to you guys. So 33 votes, 24 likes on the Pelicans grading. I like that. Appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of votes. A couple of likes on the DeAndre Hunter versus Jared Culver poll. I got 27 now likes for the Taco Fall versus Bowl Bowl. And yeah, I see that my likes and stuff have went down because those were some of the more dramatic, you know, of the polls that I put out. They had a lot of thought behind it, things like that. So I appreciate you guys reciprocating that love. I really do. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. And I thank you for that. So, that's it. And Hall of Fame press badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald's name. Basketball is the game. You must be drunk if you don't fuck with Hall of Fame. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame press badge show. Once again, join the conversation at Just L. Scott on Twitter, man. Put up the, you know, new update to let you all know that when this podcast segment was coming out. So if you're not over there on Twitter, then you're losing out on information, precious information. Hopefully you guys aren't mad at me. You're mad at yourself for not following up with your boy, okay? L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Hall of Fame Press Badge Show is the podcast. We're not on ESPN or any of that good stuff yet, but we will be soon enough. Continue to grind all this life. I appreciate you guys. Close the door behind you on your way about the shop as it closes. The shop is closed. Flee the scene. Shake the spot. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone.
Explain what is there to gain.